when, after about 5 years of retirement, I was asked to speak on Christian retirement. And I said, I just haven't had time to think about it. Now I've had a little bit more time to think about it. So I want to share. Now, I'm a twirly. So in London, when you get to retirement age, you get a freedom pass and you can travel on public transport for free, which is wonderful, but only from on the trains from 9:30. So we all queue up just before 9:30, ready to go through the barriers. And if you try to get in before, the guy will say, "You're too early." And so we are twirlies. Growing up, we used to refer to people of my age as pensioners. And so today I've got 7 pointers for pensioners. And they're just really 7 things. 7 is the perfect number. And so there's just 7 things that I think are worth thinking about as we are in retirement or as we're coming up to retirement. So if we could have the next slide, please. So the first P is perspective. So what is your perspective on retirement? How are you looking forward to it? What are you thinking about it? The worldview of retirement is often, I've worked hard all my life and now I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to go on these cruises. I'm going to have lots of holidays. I've earned it. I deserve it. Jesus tells the story of a hardworking farmer who had this perspective, and he'd forgotten just one thing, that he was going to die. There's an epitaph that I like that says, "He spent his health seeking wealth and the pleasure that it gave. He spent his wealth seeking health, but only found the grave." Next slide, please. Ah, nothing on that slide. Okay, that's the one. Thank you. Great. Someone said the best use of life is to spend it for something that will outlast it. Jesus spoke about laying up treasure in heaven. We're just passing through here, and the older you get, the more you realize that we are a weaver's shuttle or a breath or a morning flower. We have no abiding city here. So as a Christian, our vision should not be a few selfish years to enjoy retirement, though I hope retirement is enjoyable for you. It certainly is for me. Jesus said a man's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions. And so having a perspective that we're moving through here and our goal is different than people who don't have that hope that we have. So my perspective on retirement is fairly simple. I'm now able to work without needing to get paid. So I just want to encourage you to think about what is your perspective in terms of being a Christian on retirement. Next slide, please. So the second P is purpose. So what is your goal? Where will you be when you get where you're going? And living purposefully, living intentionally, is what I'm encouraging. In 2 Corinthians 9, Paul writes, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as you get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, do not run like someone running aimlessly. Do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike and blow my body to make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I will not be disqualified from the prize." Next slide, please. So Hebrews, the writer to the Hebrews says, "Let us throw off everything that hinders and sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, and let us fix our eyes on Jesus." And Acts 20:24 says, "However, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace." Next slide, please. So what is our purpose? What is my goal? My goal is to finish strong. I don't have a bucket list. My purpose is to hold on to God's grace by faith and grow each day to know him better. I want to die running. Think about your purpose in retirement. And the next slide, please. So the third P is passion. Though our body becomes more limited, our spirit and our passion should continue to grow. Someone said, "I just got my head together and my body fell apart." And I'm starting to feel that, you know, Ecclesiastes, the grinders stop working and the lights go dim and all of that stuff. You've got that to look forward to. Colossians 3, one of my favorite verses, says, "Whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as working for the Lord and not for human masters, since you know that you will receive an inheritance from the Lord as a reward. It is the Lord Christ you serve." So find something that you're passionate about. Think about your retirement. What is it that that really gets you moving, that is a passion? As someone said, find a job you like and you're passionate about, and you'll never have to work again. And I don't feel like I'm working, though I'm fairly busy, actually. But I'm thankful I have things that I enjoy doing and I want to do that are not just to make my life easy, but to make it fulfilled. We'll understand as we do that what Jesus said is true, that it is more blessed to give than to receive. So think about what you're passionate about. And next slide, please. And then start planning. You know, a well-known saying is, fail to plan and you plan to fail. Ending work is a massive change, especially for men. And without careful planning, the dream can become a disaster. Having a rest for a few days, you know, some people say, oh, I can't wait to finish work. I'm just going to chill out and not do anything. Well, that gets old after a few days for me, a few weeks probably for most people. Research shows that the risk of depression increases by 40% for people who retire. Also, another stat that says that men particularly, a lot of men, within 2 years of retirement die because they've lost what they were living for. They've lost a purpose. They've lost any sense of what life is about. So I have a plan. I had a plan from the age of 40. My plan was to pay off the mortgage and save enough that I could be able to do stuff without needing to get paid and not have to keep looking at the bank account, but being able to function and work without getting paid. So that was my plan. Next slide, please. So I try to keep four things in play. I try to live intentionally. And so physical, social, mental, spiritual, body, mind, soul, and spirit, if you like. Physically, I try and keep active, not by going to the gym. That would be boring for me, but by doing manual work. So I keep active. This year, I did some brickwork for my brother-in-law, and I've done all kinds of odd jobs. I worked with a neighbor who was out of work to find him some jobs. I laid a patio, which nearly killed me. But there you go. Then fostering and developing relationships are key. Connection with people. It's very important. For most of my life, that wasn't a priority. I was a worker. I was a doer. But I've grown to understand that I need people and I need safe connection with other people. And so I try and foster that and work with that. The fourth thing is to keep active mentally. So by reading, writing, learning new things. And I've probably read more books in the last few years than I ever read in my whole life. And I'm thankful for that. And then spiritually, it's time to know God better. And I think I've probably grown, certainly in the last 2 years, spiritually, than most of my Christian life. That is true for me. I'm learning to know God and to have a relationship with him. And I'm excited about that. Somebody else is excited there. So make plans that are in line with your purpose and passion. What plans do you have in place? So that's a question to think about. Next slide, please. So the fifth P is prayer. We have a lot more unscheduled time. I can choose what I do. I need to ask God for wisdom and to seek his direction for each day. So that's something I've been doing. God, what do you want for my life? How do you want me to spend my time today? And being able to save some time for unexpected things. So somebody calls or you have somebody on your mind who you think, I need to call them. And so being able to pray and seeing prayer more as a walk with God rather than a set quiet time. Someone said, don't say there's nothing you can do when you can pray. There was a housebound widow that I read about one time who lived in the country. And she was fairly isolated. And after her death, people found drawers full of letters from people all over the world that she had been corresponding with and encouraging them with her prayers. So learning to pray as an intimate walk with God is something that I've tried to do in my retirement. So what place will prayer have in your retirement? Next slide, please. Preparation. So here we go. We're going to get a bit dark right now. So we need to prepare to die. Retirement is being in the departure lounge of life. Sorry, guys, but I'm just telling you the truth. So you can switch your sound down if you don't like what I'm saying. But when I tell people, you know, I'm going to die soon, most people's response is, don't say that. You're still active. You're still right. No. Listen, I'm going to die soon. And people don't want to face the only certainty of life. I'm going to die soon. You know, the only way to be ready to die is to be ready today. For we do not know the day nor the hour. And so give it some thought. I had a friend who was in the ministry in the old church that I used to go to. And he was supported by a church in the States, in the Bible Belt. And he went over there to visit his supporting congregation. And one of the elders was retiring. And he wanted to show him his brand new mansion that he'd built on this hillside. And so he took him up to look at this lovely house. And the elder said to him, so what do you think? And my friend said, brother, he said, I think this would make it hard for a man to want to die. And, you know, we are going to die, and that's where we're going. How am I preparing for that? Next slide, please. So the seventh P is principles. So three principles that I try to live by. One is gratitude or thankfulness. We came into the world with nothing, and that's how we're going to leave. So everything I have is a gift. And I try to live simply. I don't need a lot. I value just having the things that I need in life. And having traveled around the world, you realize just how blessed we are. Focus on what you have and not what you don't have. Then you won't become a grumpy old man or woman. Our greatest gift is what Jesus did for us. I deserve death, but he gave me life. So my favorite song is by Chris Christopherson, who sings, why me, Lord? What have I ever done to deserve even one of the blessings you give? Next slide, please. So stewardship is another principle I try to live by. We will give an account for our life one day. Now, thankfully, we'll give an account based on grace and mercy, not on justice, because we're covered by what Jesus has done for us. And I'm so thankful for that. But we will give an account. As is the ability, so is the responsibility as is the responsibility, so is our accountability. So since everything I have has been given to me, I'm a steward. It's not mine. It's not my money. It's not my time. It's not my talent. It was given to me. So the question is, what would my owner want me to do with what he has loaned to me? Next slide, please. And contentment. In Philippians 4, Paul says, I have learned the secret of contentment in any and every situation. Hebrews 13:5 says, keep your life free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothes, we will be content with that. Wow. Now, I wonder how much longer your list is. So they're the three principles that I try to live by and remember as I enjoy my retirement. Next slide, please. So I hope you have a wonderful retirement, and the 7 points can help you say with Paul, for I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith. In the future, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, a righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearance. Thank you for listening. Next slide, please. And if you want a copy of the notes, I can send them to you by email. And that's my email address there. Thank you, everyone. And we can maybe have a short time of questions or discussion or comments. And there are other retired people who maybe have other bits of wisdom that we can benefit from.